Senate President Mike Ellis of Neenah first mentioned the prospect that the state could refinance enough debt to pick up between $140 and $160 million to pay other bills. The senator also said the governor would use $20 million from the Senior Care Prescription Drug Program to balance the budget that ends on June 30th. Walker was asked about that prospect at a state capitol news conference.
You know, for us, it's interesting to hear all the speculation from people who haven't been a part of the discussion. Obviously, there's a lot of things we're talking about lawmakers at over the next couple of days in preparation to that. Let me be clear, though, in both this budget repair bill and in the budget itself, we will not be cutting senior care benefits.
Whether that means Walker will use a surplus in the senior care budget to pay other bills remains an open question. Walker also said he would be open to refinancing debt as a way to pay off the roughly $60 million Wisconsin owes the state of Minnesota as part of a now-defunct tax reciprocity deal.
So if we were to consider that, it would be tied into something like that.
Walker has previously said he'll call for state workers to pay more for their health care and retirement as a tool to balance the budget. The state faces a roughly $137 million shortfall in the budget that ends on June 30th. That number could grow if a court forces the state to start repaying $200 million it took from the Patients' Compensation Fund to balance the budget a few years ago. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.